News, I'm Ben Thomas. Vice President J.D. Vance visited the U.S.-Mexico border Wednesday, touting what he called President Trump's whole government immigration crackdown.
Every single day that we continue to keep this border safe, that means less migrant crime, that means less fentanyl coming into our communities, that means more safety and security for the people of the United States of America.
On Capitol Hill, four big city mayors accused Republicans in the Trump administration of trying to score political points by attacking so-called sanctuary cities.
House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer says sanctuary policies shield violent immigrants and discourage cities from cooperating with federal officials.
These policies only create sanctuary for criminals.
But at a hearing, the mayors of New York, Chicago, Boston, and Denver argued crimes committed by immigrants are being exaggerated.
Sensationalizing tragedy in the name of political expediency is not governing. It's grandstanding.
Chicago's Brandon Johnson. While there's no legal definition for sanctuary city policies, they generally limit local law enforcement cooperation with federal immigration officers. Courts have repeatedly deemed the policies legal. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump's 25% tariffs on goods from Canada and Mexico won't apply to U.S. automakers, at least for now. The president's granted a one-month exemption after speaking with the leaders of Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis. In Los Angeles County is suing Southern California Edison, alleging the utility's equipment sparked January's Eaton fire.
The fire destroyed more than 9,400 structures and killed 17 people in the Altadena area. The lawsuit seeks to recover costs and damages. The complaint alleges witnesses, photos, and videos indicate the fire started directly under Edison transmission lines in Eaton Canyon. Edison says it's reviewing the lawsuit. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
This is AP News. Off the coast of New Zealand, a placid fishing trip turned nearly upside down when a dolphin weighing more than 900 pounds appeared to fall from the sky, crash landing on three men's small boat.
In a video shot by the owner of the nearly 16-foot vessel, Dean Harrison, a dolphin lies in the boat as it's driven back to shore. No one was badly hurt when the 11-foot bottlenose jumped aboard the open-top boat, explains Harrison. The crew had seen a shadow across the bright summer sun and heard an almighty boom before chaos unfolded. Harrison goes on, the creature's flailing snapped every single fishing rod we had in the boat and severely damaged the bow as the trio clung to the sides of the vessel. But returning the majestic creature to the sea was not an option due to its size. The men alerted New Zealand's conservation agency and were directed to a boat ramp where workers waited to help the dolphin. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.